Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Chris Green, Erie County legislator, is joining us this morning on WBEN, and we're shining a light this morning, Chris, on the need for volunteer firefighters. There's a critical need for them at just about every fire company.
Absolutely.
In Western New York, yeah, where the ranks are thin. You're supporting some legislation, though, that would provide relief to these dedicated volunteers, maybe even an incentive.
So I'm very proud to be a sponsor, as well as my fellow Minority Caucus members. We clocked in the first proposed law of 2023 in Erie County, which piggybacks actually off a law that Governor Hochul signed back in December, which is really geared towards assisting our volunteer fire companies and volunteer ambulance services in their recruitment and retention efforts. So the state doesn't have the ability to tell local counties or municipalities how they can provide tax relief. So they provide the framework, and then it's our job to work within that framework and provide the local tax relief. So in this case, what we're going to do and what we've proposed is, once a volunteer firefighter or volunteer ambulance worker has reached 2 years of eligible service, they will be then eligible to receive a 10% reduction in their assessed value on their Erie County property tax. So essentially, it'll be a 10% reduction in their Erie County tax, property tax. And once they have reached 20 years of service, they will be eligible for lifetime benefits.
Well, it's an idea that, are you hoping not just benefits people who volunteer, but encourages more? That's what we're hearing, you know, more and more. There's fewer volunteers than ever.
That's exactly it. So if you look over the last 22 years, since the beginning, in 2000, there was 125,000 volunteer firefighters across New York State. We are now down to 75,000. I think in general, volunteerism is down. If you look at service organizations, or really anybody that relies on volunteers, they're all struggling, particularly after the pandemic. But if we lose our volunteer fire companies, the people who, when we dial 911, show up at our doors, if we continue to lose them, the only option is going to be to have to create paid fire services in all these municipalities. New York, you know, kind of has some pretty high property taxes. That would just, you know, skyrocket things. We're already second in the nation in outward migration. And I think, you know, that would be a tipping edge to put us back into the top ranks.
Is there bipartisan support, do you think, for this?
Well, I haven't had a conversation with anybody on the other side of the aisle. Frankly, when I've had discussions behind the scenes on different topics, they tend to not always bear fruit. Good intentions, but not always good execution when it goes to the floor of the legislature. I do want to see this pass. I got to believe that the Democrats, again, Governor Hochul supported this. So I got to believe that the legislative Democrats in Erie County are going to support this as well. But what I would encourage people to do is more pressure. You know, I can only put so much pressure. The real pressure comes from the people. So I would encourage people to go on Google search Erie County Legislature, find out who your legislator is, send them a one-line email. It doesn't need to be anything extraordinary, just a simple line that says, I support our local volunteer fire companies. I support a 10% tax relief for them. I hope you will too. That's all you need to write. Very simple. And I'll tell you right now, all of the legislators read their emails.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens with this idea going forward. Another thing that seemingly has wrapped up, Chris, is all the things that the county needs to do on their end when it comes to this new Bills Stadium deal. It got a stamp of approval that I guess would lead to more stamps of approval earlier this week. Is there anything left on the county's end for the stadium deal, or did that vote last week seal it?
I wish I could give you a definitive answer on that. The reality is that as this process has gone through, a lot of the stuff gets made public before a single document even hits the legislature. So I can tell you right now, the big piece that is being bantered around right now is the community benefits agreement. Unfortunately, the only documentation that have been provided to us is what's been provided to the media. So there's a lot of details that I don't know. However, County Executive Poloncarz has reached out to my my caucus, and we're going to be meeting with him at 12:30 today to get all the fine details, and he'll keep us up to speed at that point, and then I'll have more answers. But right now, I can tell you with what I've seen regarding the community benefits agreement, I find it fairly underwhelming. There's a lot of very soft language in there that you know, doesn't have a lot of teeth.
What specific questions do you have about the CBA, or what kind of raised your eyebrows about some things you read?
Well, you know, for a good example, I'll read you one line. It says that the CBA requires the county and the bills to work in good faith to expand public transportation to the stadium. Well, the word require is obviously a great thing, but requiring somebody to work in good faith is, you know, is a hope more than an actual tangible requirement. So that type of language permeates. It's a lot of this is a goal, not an actual requirement. So that is one thing I want to, I'd love to see a little more teeth. I don't know if we can work it out, but I'd love to have that discussion. I plan on bringing that up to the county executive today. And the second piece that really doesn't sit well with me, and I want to have a discussion on how it's going to move forward, is the fact that it looks like we're going to have a suite dedicated to Erie County. And obviously, you know, we don't want to see any abuse. And I don't think anybody expects their elected representatives to get free bills tickets, and I don't want to see that. Mm-hmm. So I want to get an understanding of exactly how that's going to work.
That would be pretty interesting to see who is in there week after week, as long as you get a visitor log. Maybe it's could be worth having. Chris, on the that idea of vagueness, right, especially when it comes to transportation to and from the stadium, you know, if you had to say, if you were leading that discussion right now, what would it look like? What is ideal and what's realistic in terms of expanding access and transportation? Because that is an issue for a lot of people, being able to get all the way out there.
Yes, it's absolutely. And I think part of the reason it maybe needs to, you know, have an amorphic language right now with that piece is that we really have to rely on NFTA. And I can tell you, I've only been in the legislature for 2 years, and we've had the NFTA in front of us on one occasion. And, man, you want to see Republicans and Democrats get along? That was one day where we were both just our jaws dropped at how we were treated by the head of the NFTA and their willingness to address problems. So I think it does handcuff us a lot, and we need to work with the NFTA in a better manner than we've done in the last couple of years.
We're speaking live with Erie County Legislator Chris Green on WBEN Buffalo. Chris, there's a public hearing next week at ECC South, February 2nd, on the stadium. Do you see that as being routine, or do you see that as possibly sending up some more red flags on the stadium and slowing things down?
The blunt answer is it's most likely fairly routine, but I can tell you right now that public hearings and public input have changed things that have happened in my public life. When I was on the Clarencetown board, we had members come and speak, and they had changed the way projects looked. So I would hope that the representatives in Erie County that the taxpayers have chosen will listen. And very often, good ideas that we haven't thought of can come out of public hearings. And I would just encourage everybody to, you know, shut their mouths and open their ears and listen to what the public has to say.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.